You know, it certainly does appear that we in the United States of America, as well as those who are over in Europe, are losing this war on terrorism. And Islam is behind terrorism, as you have indicated. Can you speak to our audience and share specifically, from your perspective, IQ, why you think we are really losing this war on terrorism in both the United States and in Europe, please?
With all due respect, I don't like to use the word I think. I don't think, I know. You are losing. You have, in America, CAIR, C-A-I-R, Council on American-Islamic Relations. They are part and parcel of the Muslim Brotherhood. Trump, President Trump, said before he became president that he would cut them off. He hasn't done that. Why? What does CAIR, by the way, I don't know if you know this, CAIR is supporter, publicly supports the complete destruction of all statues of the Confederacy. Did you know that? Did you know that, Pastor?
No.
Well, please, Google it. It's so important. CAIR is with Antifa. CAIR is with the Black Lives Matter. CAIR publicly said that the Confederacy or the statues of the Confederacy should be destroyed. Why would they do that? Why would an Arab Islamic people do that? Every fair-minded American should ask himself, why? Why would CAIR, an Arab Muslim organization, join forces with Black Lives Matter, with Antifa, and with the other leftist brown shirts of the Democratic Party, attempting to destroy America's history? Why? The answer is always simple when one studies the history of Arabs and Islam. And I'll give it to you now. Not once in the last 1,400 years have Muslims ever apologized for the systematic and institutionalized brutal enslavement of peoples on three continents, especially of black Africans. On the contrary, Arabs invariably gloat about their dastardly deals. Now, let's get this straight. The reason CAIR wants to destroy these Confederacy figures or statues is to align this enslavement of black people with white Christianity, with white Christians. They are shifting the blame when, in fact, it was the Arabs and their African converts to Islam who slaughtered, raped, murdered, and caused the horrible death and destruction of 140 million non-Muslim black Africans called Kuffar. So that 14 million of them who survived ended up as slaves in the Americas. Only 5% of these, about 700,000, ended up in what we call today the United States of America. Arabs and Muslims have been extremely successful in deceiving history and learned peoples into believing that the African slave trade was instituted and conducted only by white Christians, thus removing any blame from Arabs and Muslims. That is why CAIR is doing what it does.
IQ, that is an amazing assertion, and I believe you are so spot on. We did have a gentleman on this program who linked Antifa and Black Lives Matter with CAIR and other Islamic entities. It was John Guandalo. He said they were too smart to be seen on camera, but they were behind a lot of what's going on. They have allied themselves with those organizations. Rather, I think the point you're making is one that needs to be underscored over and over again. The attempt to eliminate these statues is an attempt to make the blame for the slave trade fall squarely on the shoulders of white Christians, thus removing any accountability whatsoever from what Islam has done down through the years. An excellent point.